This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The new folks who are in line here on the DJV program. This is our Wednesday program. It's March the 4th, first full week of March 2020, and the marching can be marching to Georgia or marching to Washington or however. Three big items on the bill of fare, and then a number of other items during the course of this hour. Certainly people want to be heard about Super Tuesday. Has it changed the race? Certainly has in some states and a lot of people's minds. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is the real thing. And the real thing with regard to the coronavirus, what's happening not only with people's health, but the economy, the systems, transportation, all of that stuff certainly comes under scrutiny. And the weather, which where I am in Boston today, is quite warm for this time of year, supposed to be in the 60s. Today, probably the 60s near 70 in Los Angeles, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. So, 73, I think. It was 73 yesterday. It's going to cool down to 73
Californians,
today.
Californians, perfect weather.
Damn Californians. All right, so here we are on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn here to discuss. Victoria Keelan also to discuss. Kara Schillen discusses and has her fingers on the buttons and the pulse. I like to think that we have our fingers on the pulse. My question to you, Jennifer, is there a final count in California yet?
They're still working on the final count, and they won't certify those for a while. But certainly Bernie Sanders did win the state. We're talking about the presidential primary.
Democratic, right? Not many Republicans voting for Bernie.
Can we all say what the hell happened?
Well, for people who say that the Democratic Party, the DNC, I'm not talking about the people, but for people who say that the DNC are not powerful, I would have you just look at your attention last night, because what did we say last week? When we were looking at the polls, we said Bernie Sanders was winning. He was set to win in every state as of last week. Joe Biden spent $4,000. That's it. Against Mike Bloomberg's $500 million. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, 7 million in the state of California. And so what happens? The DNC goes to the news media. They say, look, momentum's with Joe Biden. He won one state on Saturday, which is what he needed to do, and he won it convincingly. But for, I think it also proves that no one was really happy with the candidates, because you have a lot of people who made their decision to vote basically yesterday on Super Tuesday, as opposed to people who were really like in love with a certain candidate. And so I think this kind of outlines a number of problems for Democrats moving forward. Number one, the DNC is incredibly powerful, whether you like that or not. That's
not
the
any
truth.
Different than the Republican National Committee.
No, it is much. It's actually much different, because the RNC, doesn't put their thumb on the scale of who the candidate is. Clearly, if that were the case, we wouldn't have had Trump last time around. The RNC did not want Trump. The RNC wanted Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. They did not want Donald Trump to be the nominee. But the system is just different. And that's facts. I mean, the way that the system is set up in the primary is just
a lot
different.
Don't disagree.
With superdelegates and all that.
We got too many people trying to control what we, the people, want to do.
Right. And while they have a direct path to the media, and the media will help convince the story. So all of that momentum, Joe Biden, he's got the momentum. That was really kind of a coalesced effort between the DNC and the news media, in my mind. Now, hard facts. Super Tuesday. Biden
got
9.
Votes are votes, though. I mean, people still went out and, you know.
Lots of people weren't brainwashed. Turnout.
Well, I think that people like to vote with the winner, basically. And so when they hear all these stories, it makes them want to go out and vote. That being said, a vote is a vote, and people went out and voted with Joe Biden, and he took 9 states, which was unbelievable turnaround from where he was. Bernie Sanders took four. He took the biggest of the prizes, essentially, took California. But, you know, those are kind of the vanity wins, right? So 9 and 4. Now you have to look at the delegates and where those break out, because anybody who gets over 15%, the way the Democrats set up their primary system, is going to get some delegates. So as of right now, and these numbers will shift as states are finishing counting and certifying election results, Joe Biden has 345 pledged delegates. Pretty big number. Bernie Sanders has 269. What would have blown it out is anybody who was ahead by 200 points. This still could go in any direction, but the states that are voting throughout the rest of March really favor Joe Biden. They're more moderate. Florida votes in 2 weeks, which is a big prize, and Sanders, like, embracing Fidel Castro doesn't do well in
that
Florida.
Hurt him. Yep.
I think, unfortunately, I hate to go here, but the biggest story of the night is the big goose egg that Bloomberg got. Bloomberg spent a lot of money.
Very disappointing.
Did not do well.
He got a few votes.
Won American Samoa.
American Samoa. Yeah. Like, I don't even know where that is. But good for him that he won.
In the Pacific, way out in the Pacific.
Did he go there? Kobe the King there?
Yes, he did. He went there.
Yep. He went there. Well,
I still think that this is a great American story. And people say, oh, Doug, you're going to eat crow because Bloomberg. I had lunch with a couple of my political pals in Framingham yesterday. And we were talking about one of them was the former chairman of the city council and the vice chairman, the two of them together. And they, you know, one of them was working the polls and was watching the huge turnout. We had a huge here in this town, a huge turnout. And it had been a place where Elizabeth Warren had worked hard.
Well, it's a lot.
Every single public official in Framingham endorsed Elizabeth Warren. Every single one.
That was one of the big stories. That was
human
third in
her
home state.
I thought Bernie was going to just blow out Massachusetts, and I thought that Warren would have a very close second. I never would have taken the bet if you had said Biden's going to win Massachusetts. I never would have taken that bet.
At lunch yesterday, when I listened to all the people, and this is a local hangout, the Columbus Club, where all the townies go for lunch, people that are working, lawyers and stuff
townies.
In there. They're all townies, and they were talking about voting. I asked a couple of my lawyer friends who were in there, others, who'd you vote for? Biden, 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 Biden. And the only people who, again, were highly visible were the local officials, whether they felt like they had to endorse or they were so out of touch, whatever it is. Elizabeth Warren's, not only her presidential aspirations are done, her political career is over. There are already three people standing in line. She did so badly. She only carried Cambridge and some of the really liberal areas around Boston. She didn't carry anything, and that's where she lives. She didn't carry any place else in the state. And there are already a couple of congressmen who are ready to go against her the next time she's up for election in the Senate. And she's made her own bed because she hasn't done, you know, the fact that you're a senator from Massachusetts means you're supposed to be acting in behalf of Massachusetts. She hasn't done anything, really, literally anything that benefits the state of Massachusetts. So anyway,
that's a story that permeates all of the Senate and House of Representatives.
Right. Well, Bernie's the same. You know, Bernie was never going to get this, no matter how the DNC manipulated it. If they couldn't crank up Biden, they'd figure out a way to get Bloomberg in there sooner or later, but it wasn't going to go to, and
but
Bernie keeps going around saying, I'm going to win. He's not going to win.
But
he is not
this made,
going
the
to
whole
win.
Night made me not believe in polling anymore, because all of the polls showed Bernie way ahead. So where did all those people and those votes go?
Can I tell you, though, it was not the polling. The polling that I saw was that it was the Mayor Pete and the Amy votes that broke for Joe Biden, and it was that last-minute coalition. Because what I was stunned with, and this is why I say I don't think anybody liked any of the Democrat candidates, is that the polling indicated that most people made up their mind within 48 hours of going to go vote.
Jennifer?
That's a huge number.
But you did see all the projections that I saw, right, that Bernie was supposed to have.
He was supposed to win everything last week. He was ahead in every poll last week.
I never believed that. But I tell you, one of the things that was interesting about the coverage last night, I managed at the end of the night to spend about an hour watching, and I got up earlier this morning to see how things had changed. The ages, the people from when you're first eligible to vote up to the age of 40, and the breakdown of that and where the votes went in the various states. I thought it was very. I thought CBS did the best job of the national networks covering this stuff. And then when you looked at Major Garrett has come into his own. I think he's the reporter for the CBS News. He's come into his own in this year. He was very credible. He went through the numbers from age 40 up and where those votes went. And so, you know, it was really very interesting.
The 40-year-olds seemed to be up for grabs a little bit. It seemed like Joe Biden owned Bernie with 65-plus, and then Bernie owned Joe with 18 to 20. What?
Yeah,
No. I'm just talking about one poll that I saw. He owned him 65-plus, and then Bernie owned him 18 to 29. And it was the states in the middle, the demographic in the middle that, depending on the state, broke either for Joe or Bernie. And whether or not they thought they were moderate Democrats or progressive Democrats is how that middle section kind of broke for the state, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm. What happened in you didn't have a primary in New Jersey, did you?
Not till June 2nd.
Here's the June.
I think it'll be pretty clear by June 2nd.
Yeah, that's the next thing. And looking at all of the people who now still, you know, we see Biden getting a lot of momentum. A lot of people toward the end are not going to have any say at all. And I have been banging away at this for years. As a matter of fact, for decades on the radio, I've been talking about how unjust, unfair, unreasonable. It just isn't right. When are we going to get that changed, along with a few other things that really are not in the public interest? They may be in the interest of the Democratic National Committee or the Republican National Committee, but they are not in the interest of the voters. When are people going to, you know, how did the referendum do in California yesterday, Jennifer?
Thank God I can tell you that we voted no on Prop 13. That's the happiest I've been about anything that's happened during
what was
election.
That one?
So explain again what 13 was.
So just Prop 13 has a brand name behind it because in the late 70s, Prop 13 was something that protected the amount that your property taxes could go up. Mm-hmm. And that still lasts today. And in fact, there's a whole tax association, the Howard Jarvis Tax Association, exists in California to protect Prop 13. Because it's a big deal. Once that goes, forget it. You're going to see even more people leaving the state. And so these sneaky little in Sacramento decided to put Prop 13 on the ballot, except it wasn't the Prop 13 people were used to with their property tax. It was one that was going to increase property taxes as a bond measure to help update the schools and the school infrastructure. Yeah, and they said that kids in California are breathing in asbestos. Kids in California are dealing with rusty pipes and, you know, all this stuff. Well, the truth is that asbestos has been dealt with over the past 20 years in California, but they were using this as an advertising tool. And it was a bond measure that would create money to offer to the schools. But what they didn't tell you is that the schools could only access the money if they had a matching amount to access the bond. So if you wanted $5 million from this particular proposition, from this grant, from this bond that would be created, you had to have $5 million, which means that not only would your property taxes go up, but your local taxes would go up as well. And so they really tried to get you. They tried to hoodwink you. They tried to send out fake mailers, all this stuff to get people to vote yes on 13. And it's so bad. And so
thank God.
I mean, I don't have a lot of faith in anything that California does when they go out and vote. But the fact that we
maybe read it this time.
Well, the thing is, if you read it, you would have voted for it because of the way they write it. Okay. So, yay.
That's so crooked. That's another crook.
Yeah.
By the way, the polls in California that had not to do with who was actually going to win in California, but who would you like to see as the vice presidential candidate? Overwhelmingly, Michelle Obama keeps showing up. So,
my dad said that yesterday. I was like, Dad,
listen, you know,
hey, Biden loves to talk about it.
Biden was never going to happen either. Look at
he's an Obama Biden Democrat. That's what Biden calls himself. But by the way, I'd like to congratulate.
Congratulations to those of you who are losing weight the Calitrin way, the easy way, the productive way, the guaranteed way. Success is guaranteed or your money back. Calitrin is all natural, no drugs, no stimulants. It works without you having to work at it, if you know what I mean. Lean, healthy, muscle, weight loss all go together. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and save $20 off every bottle that you buy. Get 6 bottles, stay in the program, lose the weight, keep it off, Calitrin.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brush me with your hair, I swear I don't know how long that I can last, make my world go black, make my world go black.
Here's a time this hour to get our minds off of some of the realities, although we haven't talked much about the coronavirus yet. We will in the next half hour. Now, it's country music and the reality of the Nashville community mourning the aftermath of two tornadoes. This is a big news. How many, what, is it 26 people? How many people?
Four is the last number I saw officially dead,
Confirmed dead by the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. Devastation includes countless businesses, concert venues, homes. Some of the country artists sharing their prayers following the tornadoes, offering hope to the Nashville community. In a message on Twitter, Dierks Bentley admitted his plane landed in Music City shortly before the storm, saying no one comes together as a city like Nashville. Carrie Underwood made an appearance on the Today Show hours after the tornadoes hit, while her husband Mike Fisher was at home in Nashville with her two sons. Carrie told the Today program, quote, "Mike said that he had to go upstairs at 2 a.m., grab the boys, take them down, because we have this little safe room in our house. I bet everybody was crying." And then Reba posted, quote, "My heart, thoughts, and prayers go out to everybody in the Nashville area affected by the tornado last night. Even if the tornado didn't hit our personal space, we're all affected because we're Nashvillians by heart." And Dolly Parton posted a message saying, quote, "Praying for all those affected by the devastating storms in Tennessee, my heart especially with the families who lost loved ones. We're with you. We're all with you." And this pregnant Maren Morris was home alone in Nashville while her husband was in New York. She tweeted that she's okay, but the tornado must have missed her house by an inch. So as that stark reality, what happens under the circumstances in storms like that, is the time of year.
It's so crazy to me in tornadoes how one house, one building can be completely destroyed, and then the one next to it.
That's cool.
Terrifying.
And it happened at, you know, 1:30, 2 in the morning. It's just, people were asleep, and some people didn't heed the warnings. Other people, I have friends in East Nashville, right where this hit. They were one street over from where it hit, and they were grabbed the dogs and were cowering in the bathroom all night long. And it's just, it was
pretty
horrible.
Amazing The way the weather works, normally the tornado patterns require sunlight and heat. And this is a clash of two big systems that are moved across the country and sort of collided, one from the south and one from the west. And that's what creates these big storms. So
we had a thunderstorm here last night on the Jersey Shore, and we had lightning.
Yeah.
I've never seen lightning, like, at the end of February, beginning of March. It was wild.
Yeah. A lot of storm, a lot of these systems are clashing, and we always different realities. All right, next up here, Gone West in the focus, a foursome featuring pop star turned country singer Kobe Calais. They've announced the release of their debut project called Canyons, coming out in June. All of the 13 songs featured in this project were written by the quartet themselves, which includes Ms. Calais, Jason Reeves, Nellie Joy, and Justin Young. The group released their new single, Slow Down, while announcing the new album. So what do we think of this we're playing in the background, ladies?
It's good. I like it. And like their first single that we played a couple months ago, I kind of get a little Fleetwood Mac vibe from them.
Oh, that's right. We said that, didn't we?
Yeah, I love Fleetwood Mac, so it's a good California, almost country, 70s kind of rock. Like, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've got it. You like it, Victoria? We got it.
We're keeping it.
That's right. Yes, we are. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, at your service and on your side on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour here on the program, the Wednesday program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report, we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and 8 other states, Texas being the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries with 228 delegates. The biggest primary of the day was California with 415 delegates. Senator Bernie Sanders appears to have won there. He's also the projected winner in 3 other states. The clear results still pending in Maine, where the race between Biden and Sanders has been too close to call. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Personality charm and personality, love and personality, warmth and personality. That's it. It's the DJV program. Yes, the personality of the warm and loving Jennifer Horn. She is. She's warm. She's loving. She's wonderful. Victoria Keelan, same. A little harder to appear sometimes, but she's there with her love and personality and warmth.
His commentary is just...
Kara Schillen.
Jeez.
All right, so we have possibilities here. I was just looking, but before we leave the delegate count and the primaries, the calendar, interesting. We've got all these people that have been taken care of now in these 14 different states. And then next week, Michigan has their primary. It's the M states, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington a week from today. I think the biggest prize in there, isn't it, is Michigan. And then second is Washington. Third is Missouri. Not much in North Dakota, a little bit in Mississippi. Sanders won North Dakota and Washington. I bet he'll win Washington again, but not North Dakota. things have. But, you know, so much as we know, maybe it's silly to say that, because so much has changed in the last three, 4 days.
Yeah, but Bernie's going to have to recalibrate his campaign a little bit, because he was riding momentum. Momentum's now shifted to
what
Joe
else
Biden,
can he say, Jennifer? He stands up there and points his finger and says the same damn thing over and over and over and over again. So what is he going to change? He hasn't changed his actions 4 years ago.
He's going to have to really rely heavily on digital. He's going to have to really rely heavily on reaching young people and getting them to turn out, because that's who he's good at reaching. And he already has where he has the leg up is that he's already got infrastructure built from the last time around that he's been relying on very heavily. He also has been spending a lot of money on digital advertising. Think about what I said earlier. Joe Biden has spent $4,000. Or $5,000, whatever it is, on digital advertising, and that's it. So he's going to have to outspend Joe in those realms where he's going to reach those young people and get him to go. And I have a feeling he's going to get a little enthusiasm burst from his own supporters, because they're going to feel like the DNC is trying to steal the election from him.
Thought it was interesting, Donna Brazile was on Fox
yesterday.
Did you see that? She told the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee to go to hell. Rona McDaniel is her name, during a discussion. She's Donna Brazile, along with, what's the woman's name? The three named women.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Right. Those two were the ones that dished it to Hillary the last time around 4 years ago. They were the ones responsible for booting Bernie out. And, Donna Brazile's been around. She's been tired. She's a little old and tired as far as I'm concerned. Her stuff is the same. It's like Bernie. It's the same old thing over and over. I thought Vince Priebus, who I'm not necessarily a fan of, was pretty good on CBS last night, if anybody saw him. But anyway, let's move into Victoria, the world of the coronavirus, the isolations that are now being used to separate ill people who have this disease. Should we call it a disease? Is coronavirus a disease? Is that appropriate, do you think?
No. It's just a virus,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, okay. Quarantine, though, a lot of people here in Massachusetts, anyway, are talking about what the next step would be. What do we do to prepare ourselves? Which is not a bad position. Most of the states, most everybody ought to be taking, even if it isn't going to be as bad, because, you know, most of the time, I'm thinking about my predictions. I said, worry about Bloomberg, you'll be in there. Well, let's see what happens. But I'm thinking here my predictions are a little more based on solid reality. But the whole business about quarantine has been a focus. Under the surface, everybody talking about what was going on in the primary. Yesterday, there was an interesting sub-discussion of the Constitution, because there have been some suggestions that some of the people, like in Washington State, apparently the governor there or some political officials are saying, wow, look at this, all these people, nobody else has died in America except in Washington. What's the problem? Do we need to isolate people who have, i.e., that's a isolation is a nom de plume for quarantine. Put them out of the way so nobody else, and that's really what's happened on these cruise ships. If you get down to brass tacks, people who don't want to stay. If you don't want to stay on the ship, should you be let off, especially if there's a danger of you infecting other people? The answer in my mind is no. But, you know, how do you get around that in terms of what is legal, what fundamental human rights, individual rights people have? What do you think, ladies? Apparently nothing.
Did we lose Jen? I thought I heard a blip of her talking.
I don't know. We could have. Are we all right, Kara? Are we on, or what are we doing here?
We are on air. Nobody has anything to say about it.
Well, I find that hard to believe. That's the question. But a lot of people think that this is that our rights are protected. Isolation, quarantine, whatever word you want for it, even if it's to help spread stop the spread of diseases, is something that's a really sticky wicket. And is that the public health? Is that the way to handle this in a restrictive public health manner? In Arizona, the governor there has expansive authority if there's an infectious disease. They have tested this in the law. Public health officials can quarantine people without an order of the court. So, you know, imagine it happens in your community, Victoria. Let's say things get tough and they say, okay, you can't leave your apartment. Period. You need food? Tough. You can't go to work. You can't do anything. I mean, that kind of stuff is measurably possible if this or something else were worse, were to, you know, take hold.
I think that's really extreme. Now, there's stuff that's out there. What's trending right now, South by Southwest, the big festival of music and film, and they have panels and all kinds of stuff. It's grown, really, to just a massive festival. There are calls from local officials to cancel that because so many people internationally arrive to South by Southwest. So I think, like, that's not, even though that's going to be devastating to the local communities because it generates a lot of income. But I think that canceling festivals, things like that, that to me makes some sense. But quarantining people into their own home, I don't know. I think that's like a bad sci-fi movie, and I don't think that we're anywhere near there.
Although the
older people in the Washington state, I hate saying it was a convalescence home or whatever. I hate saying old people's home. But they apparently had the two senior cases of people who died. Yeah, the senior citizens residents. Yeah. The two people who died, they didn't even know that they had coronavirus by the time they died. So it's things like that. Like, it's kind of the cat's out of the bag, I think, because if you think about it, like, visitors, the workers who work there in the home, they go home to their own families. Germs have already been spread. So what else can you do? I think it's better to probably treat people as fast as they can. And one of the things I saw in the news last night, people are warning, if you think that you have the coronavirus, don't actually go to your doctor's office and don't go to the hospital.
Stay home.
Call them. Yeah, call them.
Don't go to the hospital. Good God.
But the problem with that, too, is that none of the healthcare providers really know what they're doing. I mean, I was reading a story of someone yesterday who was sick and also works as a healthcare professional and was worried about who they would come in contact with, so they were self-quarantining themselves and had called the CDC line, waited on hold for 40 minutes and wasn't able to get a hold of anyone, so eventually they called two different doctors where they didn't know where you could get a testing kit and they weren't sure what to do, so they called the hospital and the hospital put them through to the CDC line, only to be told that they didn't qualify for testing, for a testing kit, because they hadn't come in contact with anyone that they knew had the coronavirus, and they hadn't traveled. And so it's one of those things where I think they just have a lack of testing kits and a lack of knowledge, and so people who are trying to, and I'm sure there are plenty of people who just have the flu who are, you know, terrified of it and calling, and so I understand, but it's also like they're not working on prevention. They're basically just trying to treat you if it's proven that you have coronavirus, which it seems like it's pretty difficult to prove at this point. So I don't know. It just seems like a gigantic mess.
Well, it is. There's leadership required here. But one of the things I was thinking, we had one of the biggest turnouts in my precinct yesterday that I've seen for a long, long time. There were thousands, and I live in the town population is about 70,000, and to my ward, there are 11 districts in the town now, and I think we have 30,000, high 20s, low 30s, eligible to vote, people that are of age. And in my precinct, there were 2,400, I think. And that times, you know, that would mean 25,000 people showed up to vote. And that's, you know, huge. That's like 75% of the people eligible to vote in a primary. They're out there. Anyway, but I saw lots of people with masks. That was the point I was going to make, because so lots of people with masks on.
Don't necessarily help all that much, I don't think.
Yeah, they don't do any good.
Most doctors say it doesn't help, but I don't know.
If it feels safer psychologically,
yeah, it's a placebo effect, I think, at this point.
It's good. The Federal Reserve cut the interest rates yesterday because of the coronavirus, concerned about the economic impact, and the Feds then announced they were cutting the rate by half a point. Down to this mortgage rates will go down, everything. Anybody borrow money, you'll see the benefits. It'll help keep the economy going, and the people in power certainly don't want to see that blow up in their faces. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said, "My colleagues and I took this action to help the economy keep strong in the face of the risks that are from the coronavirus outbreak." Anyway, so it'll affect some of the smaller businesses, but really, in Asia, still, business is pretty much kaplunky for a while, and that's helped the global markets go down like a rock, but they seem to have, the last couple of days,
come up a little bit. As a matter of fact, I think I saw a headline, biggest correction in the history of the world. You always see that. That's the biggest. Come on. Anyway, put your money in the stock market. If that's what you, if you're worried, don't be. That's not falling apart. There may be a few other things that'll fall apart. Today, speaking of falling apart, our grammatical reality in this country has begun, in my mind, to fall apart. Former English teacher on the high school and college level and a speech teacher when I was much younger out of college in the 60s and 70s, I spent a lot of time in school, both, as I said, high school, junior high school, college level, teaching people how to speak, how to respect the English language. So today, we celebrate National Grammar Day, a day established in 2008 by Martha Brockenbro, founder of the Society for Promotion of Good Grammar. I bet you, she sounds like Miss Prim. Who's Miss Prim? Miss Prim is my fifth grade teacher. Everything was prim and proper. And don't step out of line, don't misspeak, look the right way, yada, yada. Anyway, the motto for the day is, it's not only a date, it's an imperative. March 4th on March 4th to speak well, write well, and help others do the same. Today on National Grammar Day, we celebrate the idiosyncrasies of our language, and there are plenty of them. But I say, you ever look at homonyms and synonyms and antonyms? And see the same word pronounced the same, looks different, means different. Very confusing. Foreigners, I remember talking to foreigners. I taught in college in Worcester. I taught immigrants how to not speak English, but how to speak. Do you know the intonation using speech? There was speech patterns that I was teaching, not the language, but I was teaching English patterns, how to speak grammatically. And it was an interesting challenge, actually. Common grammar mistakes that we hear all the time, proofreading things. I say this very lovingly, whenever I notice younger people getting into a dicey area here, on occasion I have said to Kara that I wish that she wouldn't say some of the things she does, but she's very educated. It just becomes part of the vernacular. And it's not, I don't even know if the word, Victoria, you and I are on this all the time, is carelessness or just not thinking about it. It just is one of those things. And it's hard to protect the language, frankly, because people finally, people say, not Karen ever said this, but I've had people tell me, what difference does it make? And, you know, I don't know that I have a good answer for that.
Well, I think the difference is people write papers in school very differently from the way that we speak.
Yeah.
Well, type papers, whatever you want to call
it.
But, you know, but people, you know, the written language is very different from the verbal language that we have. Mm. So it makes it confusing for anyone trying to learn English. I know that it is a complicated language to learn.
Yeah, very much so.
And it changes every single day.
Yep. Kara, The Bachelor has asked viewers to stop bullying contestants. Who's bullying whom?
People get
what is it? Are you still watching that?
Dumb show.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they have a women tell all every season where all of the women who are on the show come and, you know, reveal all of the drama and stuff that was behind the scenes. And basically they started talking about how social media, every single one of them have gotten, you know, death threats, people telling them to kill themselves, calling them stupid, horrible names. And so I think they were just trying to bring light to the fact that, like, hey, we're real people and can you please stop telling us these things? Which I agree with. You know, I tweet about it and I say fun things, but I've never told anyone to kill themselves, so people need to take a chill pill.
And a lot of people are upset with the Bachelorette choice, too, I've heard. They're not big fans of hers.
10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you? And...
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 25% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 25% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 3/7/20, exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/25 and rewards for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. The folks at Amazon Prime have a message for you that you may like. I guess if you're a New York fan, maybe, Victoria, you'll like this. Other than that, the Yankees still suck. So what do you have?
I don't follow baseball, but I think it's every time you say Yankees suck, I think you're wrong. So
really?
I don't have a horse in this race. I don't care. But I don't think that the Yankees suck. Anyway, so Amazon.
Red Sox fans think the Yankees suck.
True. But they'll
now more, think that. More this year, the Astros will suck pretty much for everybody. Anyway, what's Amazon doing?
Amazon's getting into sports broadcasting. They've been kind of dipping their toe in. They're trying to push their way in, and now they've got their first offering to Amazon Prime members. You can actually watch 21 Yankee games this coming season, and if you are a Prime member, this will be a free streaming event. So if you're a Prime member in the whole state of New York, Connecticut, Northeast Pennsylvania, North and Central New Jersey, you'll be able to stream all 21 games with your Prime membership, and that's because Amazon has bought a stake in the YES Network, which is the Yankees' official network. And so this is good news for Amazon because YouTube TV, which I have now, they've been having ongoing disputes over carrying Fox's regional sports networks and the YES Network, which carries all the Yankee games. So this is kind of an interesting thing for Amazon to be moving into this. And Disney sold 80% of their stake in YES back in August, and so Amazon scooped it right up. They already also have Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. And so they, and for soccer fans, they have the Premier League matches that come from the UK, which is a huge global viewing. And so that's the next big frontier for Amazon. And the, one of the cool things is if you are a baseball fan and or a Yankee fan, one of the additional things about watching it on Amazon Prime is that it includes Amazon's X-ray technology. That actually allows you, to, using an Android, a Fire TV, or an iPhone, you can see the in-game stats, and so they have all kinds of extra features that are that you'll see on the screen while you're watching the game, which is kind of fun for people. And so if this is successful, Amazon could bid on other local games within the MLB, and that's something that we'll probably see happening next. So the first game to stream for Amazon Prime members is April 17th. The Yankees take on the Cincinnati Reds, and that game starts at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, okay, well. I can't even get my, I have Amazon Prime, I can't even get it to work anymore on my TV. And it just stopped working.
I'm going to guess that's totally not true. It didn't stop working.
But it doesn't work for me.
You don't know how to work it, yeah.
Well, I did before. Why would it have changed? You can't get it the same way I used to be able to get it. Anyway, well, speaking of Knives Out is what I have for Amazon Prime at the moment. This focus here with our Geek Out, has the Knives Out movie has spoiled a big Apple secret.
The Geek Out.
The concept of brand safety isn't new, but the director of Knives Out and The Last Jedi recently discussed how Apple will allow iPhones to be used in movies, but only by good guys. Admitting he was probably talking out of turn, he told Vanity Fair that when watching a murder mystery, check out how the bad guys never have iPhones on camera. Now, this recalls old stories from the TV show 24, where Jack Bauer and CTU always had Macs, but all of the villains were always on PCs. Oddly, in passing on this info, the director probably has spoiled out his own movie, Knives Out, which is a Clue-like mystery for anybody that hasn't seen it, but he's probably also aggravated Apple. So if you've yet to see Knives Out, ignore who's using what smartphone.
All right, let's see what's new for iPhone users. Here, if you are in the settlement, wow, you're going to get a big payoff.
Yeah, 25 whole dollars. And so if you're an iPhone user, and if you were a user affected before December 21st of 2017 using an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, or SE, any of those model numbers, you might be entitled to $25 because Apple has lost that lawsuit saying they claim that they didn't purposefully make the batteries die, and they did. And so they tried to get people to get pushed on to a newer model, and so they basically, the whole functioning of those phones. It happened to everybody I know.
A new phone and an iPad, too.
Yeah, the new phone, well, you've got an 8 now, I think, so you're in the clear. But anybody who had these, especially all the 6s, they worked fine at first, and then after a few months, they would just turn off randomly, the battery would drain, and Apple did it by design.
Yeah, lovely. All right, we know they're no good now, for sure, those bums. Rotten apples to the core. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.